This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Let's talk about ham. The holiday dinner party week continues on. Ham dinner from Whole Foods Market.
I thought you meant that band.
Heim. And eat ham. You know, if you're into ham.
Yeah.
You know.
But I was looking at the Whole Foods website the other day and just all the options they have for your Christmas dinner if you're vegan. You know, depending on what your diet is, they have something for everybody.
Yep. Shop.wholefoodsmarket.com.
Yep.
Well, we're doing the ham.
Mm-hmm.
That number is also where you can text us if you want to just drop your 2 cents into a text and
People
send it our way.
We love your 2 cents.
We get pages and pages. So here's some of the stuff people said about today's show. 650 says 10,000 new homes for Google, as if traffic wasn't bad enough in the South Bay. The point, I think, is that they're going to try to make this
almost self-contained.
Right. The idea is that there is a problem with traffic, and there's also a shortage of housing, and they need to come. Communities need to do better planning.
Right.
And especially in an area like ours where most of the land is used up, there's not a lot of space to build. So we've got to think, we got to do better.
Right.
Whether that's skyscrapers and apartments or something else.
Right. Well, and if they can impact both problems, cut down on the actual traffic and provide more housing, I mean, hopefully it's a win-win.
The story I read was about the approval by the Mountain View City Council to allow this Google project to move forward, where there'll be new housing and businesses and parkland.
Like a community.
Yeah. And they referenced North Bay Shore. 408 says North Bay Shore is near the Shoreline Amphitheater, which is where Google already is.
Yeah, that's where I went and did that dog event.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The Silicon Valley.
Yeah, if you drive out to Shoreline, you see Google's main campus.
Right.
Very nice.
There. So they've got a chunk of land there that they want to do this on.
I guess so.
All right.
They may even want to use some of the stuff they've already, who knows how big this project is and how much space, useful space is out there.
Right.
Maybe they have to tear down some stuff they've already built.
Well, I'm wondering if it does have to be some high-rise stuff. I mean, 3 million square feet of office space, that's, you know, and 10,000 units and parks. That's a lot of space.
Yeah.
Acres and acres and acres.
Yeah, and I don't know how extensive... I've been to Shoreline a bunch of times, and I've been around the Google campus a bunch of times, but I don't know how much empty space is out there or if they just plan to tear some stuff down.
Right.
Or build up, right.
And hopefully down, too. Like, some more parking would be great. Mm-hmm. Always.
There's 400 homes available in all of Santa Clara County.
Oh. And there's a bidding war going on for each one of them?
Probably. Hi, George. Crystal. 44, single mom, 2 boys, 10 and 14, Walnut Creek, East Bay. Let's go, Sarah.
Oh. Hey, doesn't George live in the North Bay? Is he like
he does.
Santa Rosa area?
He lives in the North Bay. Mm-hmm.
So maybe no bridges, but she's awful cute. Look at her. Oh, she's a doll.
Just turned you on. Who's George?
George is a longtime listener of the show, and he's become more than just a listener.
He's our friend.
He's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
Often we put him to work when we go places. Like, hey, George, can you go get blah, blah, blah?
925 says, been married to my husband for 8 years, and I'm still flaking off bachelor crust.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It happens.
Here's another lady. I'll go with Georgie.
Oh, she's cute as a button. That no name. I'll go with George. So are you sending him...
George should find his own date.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're not going to use
we're not
I told him, I said, go, why don't you go on Facebook? Well, because I feel like I don't want to give George these girls information. Yeah. I don't want to be the go-between either.
Right.
But you know what? Go to George's Facebook if you want to hang out with him.
You're friends with George. They can find him through you if they're determined.
Mm-hmm.
I'm friends with him too, I think so.
Yeah.
415 says, the last 51 seconds is the most important of them all.
The last 51 seconds of the experience?
Is that...
Why 51?
I would probably ask a lady to fill us in on
that. The sex experience?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The last 50... Is that how long the rolling wave of completion?
The fluttering? I guess so. I've never timed it.
I haven't
either.
It
actually seems faster than that, but...
It does. Like, could that last a little longer?
Yeah.
Come on. I don't feel like I'm done yet.
The last 51 seconds is the most important of them all.
All right. Someone has timed it.
Yeah, apparently.
Did that text just say you guys were talking about tipping garbage men?
Yeah.
Why would you tip a garbage man? They make $80,000 a year and they don't even get out of the truck anymore, says 925.
My guys get out. I've seen them out there. Plus, they have to go around in front of my car to get the, in front of John's car to get the, they get out. I don't care how much they make. They're doing a service. Thank you for taking my trash away so I don't have to think about it anymore.
Right.
Didn't Michael Franti write a book called Where Does It Go?
Yep. Where Is Away?
Is it
Where
a kid's
is Away?
Book?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a kid's book. We have the audio book in our car, like full time.
Does he voice it?
He voices it with some lady.
Nice.
Any singing?
No, he reads the story.
Uh-huh.
It's excellent. But it's called Where in the World Is Away?
Oh.
And
they just take it away.
Yeah. I had a history teacher back in high school. I still remember this. And probably because he cussed and he was so into it. But he was basically screaming, the bleep has to go somewhere, people. He's talking about how we're in a world where we just flush and stuff goes and we don't think about it again because it's gone.
And toss things into the garbage and waste things and it's, where does it go?
And there I was eating a popsicle all high like, wow.
That's deep, brah.
Mr. Elliot is going off. You guys hear this?
You could eat in class?
Oh, yeah. Huh. What's he going to do?
Hey, Facebook just added a new feature.
Oh, what is it?
You can find places for rent on Facebook now.
Oh.
You know how they have that marketplace where you can buy watches and all this other?
Yeah,
their Craigslist. Now in that area is houses for rent.
Oh.
So for those of you looking, if you have Facebook.
Yeah. They even have that jobs. I don't know how long the jobs one has been going on. But...
Oh, have you seen that? I haven't seen that.
Oh, that's neat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is, you know.
It is Facebook.
Make it a one-stop shopping.
Yeah.
Shop for likes. Shop for a house. Lamp. What do you need?
Oh, and then if you scroll down, it knows where you are, of course. It knows everything about you. It knows what you're saying. It knows where you live, so it'll just say rentals in your area.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook sees you when you're sleeping. It knows when you're
awake. It literally knows when you're awake.
It knows if you've been bad or good.
It sure does.
So be good for goodness sake.
Hey.
I'm going to sign out.
Oh.
You don't want to sing with us?
I don't know. Well,
you didn't sign out of Facebook.
He's the one that's in the Christmas spirit.
It's not the singing. It's the Facebook thing.
It's the Facebook thing.
I mean, we really did go from the Trump election thing right into this Me Too thing. And I'm not against it at all, but it's taken over social network in a way where you open it up and go, I'm going to go.
It's everywhere.
I'm really
what people are talking about.
I just came by to see the puppy video. I'm gonna go.
I just wanted to see your bagel you had for breakfast. You're bumming me out, man.
Listening a day late. Regarding dudes making it hard to plan dinner, about a month ago we began a system where we make a weekly menu on a weekend day and go shopping for everything. It's worked out for us so far.
Oh.
Well, I think that's probably how it's done. I mean, you got to plan and...
Yeah. Unless you live walking distance to a supermarket, sometimes we leave things to the last minute because we can just walk over and get what we need.
You know what hot chick would dig Star Wars bed sheets? Adrian Curry.
Yeah, she
says
would.
707.
Oh, she's
a big nerd. Big Comic-Con nerd.
Yeah. Hard.
Here's my Death Star nightlight. By the way, I'm a 36-year-old chick.
Oh, with a Death Star nightlight? I can't wait to see it.
It's pretty cool, actually.
Oh. You know what's funny about it? It's got, you know, you ever see the baseball applique where it's like a baseball and it looks like it's going through your window because they've got like applique cracks on it? It's like that. That's why. So on her wall, it's got like little, that's really neat.
Dude. You sure that's not just her wall?
Oh, and she just like shoved the thing in there and actually broke the wall up? Yeah, that's probably, that's more likely, I guess.
No, Vinny, I'm still not sleeping with a dude that has Star Wars sheets. All right, well, look, I
you agree with that person. I don't know why she's yelling at you.
I just thought, as a young man, there were things you didn't do.
Right. And like you hide your stuffed animals when a girl comes
over.
Hold
on to the things that made you seem more childish.
Mm, you want to seem mature. Doable.
Right.
Your doability rating needs to be high.
I had a boyfriend in college who brought his vintage Star Wars sheets to school. Was not a turn on, but I overlooked that due to his fantastic body.
Oh. Hot people can get away with more
stuff.
Yeah,
some things you just can overlook.
Not forever.
No.
But don't worry, we'll try and change you.
We will.
We will change you. And if you could last about 9 minutes longer, apparently that's the ideal.
I always forget to tip our service people. What's an appropriate amount? I'm afraid if I tip what we can afford, we'll look cheap. Tip what you can afford. Do not overspend.
Don't overspend.
You'll look cheap if you don't tip at all. But and even that, if you can't afford it, you can't afford it.
Right.
I mean, we all know that this is times is tight.
Yep.
For everyone.
I tip each guy about $500. Think that seems reasonable?
Shut up.
I'm kidding. My God.
It's not funny.
Yeah, it's not funny,
yeah,
Sarah.
I don't think you...
That's kind of funny.
Is it, though?
I thought it was.
Are you kidding, though?
But apparently it was wrong. Yeah, I'm totally... Of course I'm kidding.
I have a feeling there's a... what did you say? Mill Valley Refuse?
I think that's...
They're
the name
fighting
of it.
Over your territory right now.
Yeah. Well, I was kidding, guys.
I love you guys so much. That is all, says 408.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thanks, 408. And this week, for some people, it's finals week. What fun, as I was talking about, the most stressed out time of the holidays is the 18th.
Oh, Riley's going crazy right now.
He's into it?
No.
Is he about to ace everything?
He's
just
freaking
about to
out.
Lock in straight A's?
No.
Is he a straight A student right now?
Not at Berkeley.
Ask her the right question. You getting your money's worth?
I don't know. I guess I won't know until he gets out of school.
Uh-oh.
They say they take the average of the class. Mm-hmm. So if everybody, you know, if the average is 89, that person gets a C. And everything else is graded on the curve.
Come on, 89!
So you're psyched if you graduate from Berkeley with a C average, according to Riley.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're taking that from him, huh? Well, he's setting you up.
Yeah, I'm rolling my eyes a little.
He wants a soft landing.
3.5 years early. He's smart.
Does he think he can get one over on you?
I'm sure he can get one over on me.
Oh, can he?
I'm a very trusting person. Oh, man. As long as he passes everything. As long as he gets that degree.
All right. What's the degree again?
He wants to try to do computer science.
All right.
But that has changed like 4 times since he's been there. But he loves his CS class.
What else was in there?
Well, he was going to be a math major.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Math is hard.
Yeah.
Computer science is easier than math?
He likes it better.
Oh,
he likes math a lot. I don't know. I ultimately don't know where he'll wind up. But
how's his German?
His German's going really well. And he signed up for German because that's like a major math language. Like, you know, he wanted to do grad school in Germany. I mean, you know, the kid's got big dreams. I'm like, okay.
Well, at least he's got dreams.
Work, work, work.
That's
work,
great.
Work,
mm-hmm.
work.
It's cool that he has goals at this age. Mm-hmm. When I was his age, I was just clueless as to where I might be able to apply my specific knowledge and skill set. No idea.
Where can I go to gab?
Where can I go to talk, skateboard, and surf?
Gabba,
I just want to be me. Where can I do that?
Jazz hands.
It's super true, though, that when I finally tripped and fell into radio, I was all,
this is it.
Yeah.
I found it.
Yeah. It's nice when you trip and fall into the thing that you wind up
well,
doing.
I never even listened. I mean, I listened to radio, like, barely.
Passively.
But I was a record. I bought LPs, records, punk rock records. That was all I did.
What was the morning show your mom, was she a Rick D's?
She listened to Rick D's in the morning, and I used to just be, like, hand over my eye, like, oh, God, you're killing me.
She loved him.
And he, well, and he was a big star in L.A. He was a big market guy, but that was, you know, what was our commute? 5 minutes at the most. So she listened for a total of 10.
Yeah, well, she...
To El Camino Real and back to the colony.
She gave him her time. And as a radio personality, we appreciate every minute. Even if you give us four minutes a day, we'll take every minute. Thank you.
But none of that ever occurred to me. I just never thought. Like, I know people who grew up going, I'm going to be on the radio.
Oh.
Well, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, your dad was a radio guy.
Uh-huh. And my grandpa was a radio dude.
I was going to be a rock star.
Yeah.
It didn't work. But I lived for the radio. I loved radio.
Me too,
I loved radio shows. And I, you know, was into, like, when FM radio started to happen. And there were some Boston stations that I was totally into. And morning shows were always, my dad was a Lauren and Wally guy, diehard forever. And so I tried to find other ones to listen to, just to have something else to, oh, look, they're playing commercials, let's try this one.
I use the eggs for my laundry, love them, environmentally friendly, check them out.
So this is the magnetic things my mom gave
me. I guess so.
They're big hunks of magnet coated in rubber or
plastic. Is it blue? Is it color blue?
I think
so. I looked up some on
Blue
Amazon
red, maybe?
This morning. They're about $70.
Yeah. They're not cheap.
Yeah.
Big hunks of magnet, and supposedly you don't need laundry detergent anymore.
510 says, hey, Alice family. My father was a disc jockey on KOME back in the day.
Oh.
Listening to Vinny talk about his daughter reminds me of my relationship with my dad. It's fun.
Aww.
Thanks for making my commute bearable.
KOME was legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It's a big one. I can keep you posted on the Minnesota story. I know the girl involved, says 415.
These are the people who went to Chicago
and false reported
that Fat Albert had robbed them
at
gunpoint and taken their $12,000 ring, $5,000 in cash, a $2,000 computer, and
their luggage,
and a $3,000 Louis Vuitton suitcase.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Two white people. Brand new in town, blame some black guys for robbing them.
That's lame. And they're in trouble.
Well, they
Yeah,
they
please do
be.
Keep us up to date on that story.
It could be that intern that moved to Australia for lacrosse. Was that Blake? Blair?
Brock.
It's not him. Unless his last name's Cox.
No, it's not. It's like Beal or something.
Brock. Yeah.
You like that way too much.
Brock Cox?
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
Okay, that's in there.
Okay, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back to see goodbye in a minute. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day, everybody.
Woo!
Alice has a jam-packed day of action for you, so keep it here all day. We've got more Bottle Rock tickets. We've got more ham dinners from Whole Foods.
What do you have planned for your mom and dad, as we know they're all in town?
Oh, this is a bad question for me today.
Why?
Because I have a rehearsal today.
What does that mean?
I'm going to be running through my Friday night set.
But so your dad and mom will sit there as
no.
an audience oh, for
no,
you as
no.
you guys
oh,
perform.
No, no, no. I don't want them
practice.
To have to sit through the songs at rehearsal and then hear them again on Friday night.
So you have
night.
To tell them to leave the house.
Well, I told them yesterday that I have an obligation today and, you know, I'll be home in time for lunch. We'll
oh,
have
so
lunch
you don't you won't practice at home?
I think I will practice at home, but I'll close the door and tell them, you know, you guys should go do something.
Oh, so
I'm
they'll
sure
just
John
sit outside the door no, with a glass won't. To their ear.
Uh-huh. Go, up. Oh, no. You made a mistake there.
Oh, no, they won't.
Ellie will.
Gentry
Ellie
will be like,
not Gentry.
Right.
Do you hear that?
It's like there's an angel in there singing.
That's
you know,
what your
I'm
dad
like,
will be saying.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mom's like, you missed that note.
She's writing down all the clams.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, I don't have giant plans for them today. I'm sure John will take them. They always go someplace fun. And then tomorrow is like my big day with my mom and dad.
And you'll go to Cost Plus World Market.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Big day.
I know. I'm super excited about it. All right. So thanks for asking. And then tonight, Survivor Party on the Couch.
Sweet.
I know.
Yeah, really I'll be excited. There for that too.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to you about it tomorrow morning. So have a great day, everybody. And we'll
stay
see
on
you
Alice all day, people.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.